Matanuska Susitna Borough officials are urging borough residents to respond to the United States Census questionnaire. According to borough sources, the Matsu population has grown 42% in the decade since the 2000 census. The Kinnick-Fairview area, in particular, has almost achieved 100% growth in the past 10 years. Borough Manager John Duffy is asking residents to fill out and return census forms they receive in the mail.
It is critical that people fill out this form. This information is used to determine the number of state representative seats, state senator seats. We've had a lot of growth in a borough. We have all of the challenges related to growth, the need for more roads, need for more schools. The way this works is that revenue sharing from the state, grants, and other programs from the federal government are based on population. And therefore, we need people to fill out those forms so that there's an accurate count out here.
Duffy says the census count could result in gains for the Matanuska Valley communities. Growth and shifts in population could result in another state representative or legislative districts could be redrawn. Billions of dollars in federal funds are linked to population as well. As of last week, less than half of Matsu residents had responded to the census, compared with the national average of 67%.
You have to fill out those forms, so we're hoping we get that done. Right now, Matsu is behind Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Kenai Borough in terms of response rate. And it's like, my goodness, we ought to be leading.
Duffy says if borough population is undercounted, the damage will take a decade to fix, and all of the federal tax dollars submitted on April 15th will go to other communities.
Each year, the borough assembly, for the past several years, has been reducing the property tax rate because we have gotten revenue sharing from the state of Alaska. If we do not have the appropriate counts, we'll get less revenue sharing, and that means the tax bill will not be reduced as much. Or, stated another way, it could increase because we get fewer revenue sharing dollars. So if you're wavering, this one affects your pocketbook. It makes good sense to send in that census form.
Duffy says people who did not receive census forms can contact Matsu census offices to get them. Census help can be found in Wasilla, Houston, and in Palmer at local supermarkets, and at Matanuska Susitna College, the Menard Sports Complex, and the Wasilla Senior Center, and at the Big Lake Library. This week, more U.S. Census forms will arrive in the mail for residents who did not return theirs. Beginning in May, census takers will knock on doors for residents who did not return a form that was left at their door. I'm Ellen Lockyer.